commentary number 13 on the story service. Very interesting from several different aspects, the first of which is the most superficial, and that is how the teacher, Baba Musa Imran, lived. So he's lived the life of a rich merchant. And the comment of this, although his sayings were accepted as those of a saint, points out that a real teacher does not have to be limited by how they live and limited to something which is austere or to be in a certain, live in a certain manner that seems to be religious. The other thing worth noting here, other than all of the different attitudes that people have in approaching a teaching and the and how one learns, is that in this case, and in most real cases, a real teacher will set up situations or an atmosphere in which people can learn by actively working outwardly. The outer action becomes the bridge to the real. Now, this is not to say that they didn't do anything else. They didn't do practices of some sort and concentrations and meditations nor attunements, but only that the focus of it was on learning how to serve, learning, placing yourself within the path, within the reality of giving and doing and forgetting of yourself, but focusing on what needs to be done and how to do it and when to do it, tuning yourself toward that and not resisting anything else. By doing that, the person provides, forms a continuity for the actual real teachings to be transmitted, and the real teachings are through an attunement of heart and breath, light and mind. It makes that openness for that conveyance. And when a person is working, and you can find this in all the various traditions and teachings, not just limited to Sufic work, although the approach may be more prevalent in Sufic work of not giving outer teachings and not building it up, it's still found in other places. And that is that when a person gets far enough, it realization and goes through lots of practices and goes through lots of stages and steps, eventually they get to the point of selflessness, selfless giving and serving, doing. Why? Because the universe itself provides for everything that's within it in a perfect manner. And it fulfills itself by having given of itself and provided all of the materials for form and formation. All of the consciousness and all the being that exists comes out of one source. Let's say the greater unified field theory points to this, and that in order to fulfill its function, it supports and gives, fulfills the need of everything within creation. And so if a person is going to reach the point of real realization and function, remembering again what one is, recognizing what one is, and then one also needs to be able to take on the fullness of that in terms of function and the becoming of the working within it, doing, functioning, means that through the focus of the personality, through the focus of the vehicles, which are bodies and means and various levels, through the forms, one becomes part of the conveyance of what is needed, when it is needed, how it is needed, and this becomes one's life, and this is called outwardly real service. And so the outer action is a tool and a means for people to attune to and get into the rhythm of and pattern of and put themselves into service, and eventually as they move toward that and let go of the their own preconceptions of what a teaching should be and their own desires for something else, the transmission takes place, then they begin to grow within this, perception takes place, then an understanding takes place, then one begins to perceive the outer in a more real manner, begins to see the relationships that are set up within the teaching itself, within the transmission itself, and eventually grows to become part of that. And from this perspective, then the inner comes and expresses through the personality to the outer, and all of the tools and abilities that the person has become available for the expression of the teaching. This is what's learned, part of what's learned and gained when one is in a real teaching setting. And from the standpoint of the real teacher, one has to pay attention to the needs of the outer community and growth and provide the conditions and situations for people to actually attain. This is the end of this commentary.